This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunity and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Mark Magnuson. The United States soy processing capability continues to grow as facilities and infrastructure expand to meet the growing demand for the biofuels market. That expansion is happening in Iowa and throughout the Midwest, and we will hear more from Grant Kimberly, the Senior Director of Market Development, about the continued expansion of soy processing next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
The number of soybeans that are able to be processed to feed the growing biofuels market is ever increasing thanks to expanded infrastructure that is in place or being built in the next few years.
We're seeing something we really haven't seen in 30 years, a massive increase in our soy processing capacity. Roughly 600 million bushels of additional soy processing capacity has been announced. Now, that may not all come to pass where we have all that be built out, but a good share of that is already been built here so far, and more will be built over the next couple of years. That's something, you know, if you put it in perspective, Iowa grows about 600 million bushels. So we're talking about an expansion that could theoretically process the entire state's crop.
That is Grant Kimberly, the Senior Director of Market Development with the Iowa Soybean Association, who says that while soybean processing capacity is increasing across the Midwest, Iowa is a big part of the expansion.
Yeah, the facilities are really all over the country, but primarily you're talking the Midwest. Within Iowa, we've seen a new facility just finished here the last couple years called Shell Rock Soy Processing up in Shell Rock, Iowa. There's also another facility being built in Alta, Iowa, Northwest Iowa, called Platinum Crush. And then the existing soy crush facilities in Iowa have also, some of them have gone through expansion projects as well. So that's part of it. But, you know, mostly you're talking about Midwest expansion.
He says that more local options for growers to market their grain can only be a positive and should bring added economic benefits.
It just gives you more market opportunities as a farmer. And what that will do in that local area, maybe a 50-mile radius, is you're going to see improved basis. The cash price opportunities will improve at certain times of the year because of that demand. And so, you know, having more markets like that, more demand, that's helpful. It also is going to help diversify our market portfolio overseas, because now we're going to be having to become a larger exporter of soybean meal rather than just being exporting whole beans.
Kimberly says there are three main areas of the biofuels market that is driving the sharp increase in soy processing demand.
Biodiesel market, which historically has been what's built this industry, and it still is growing and has opportunities. There's a lot of exciting new markets there. You're also talking about renewable diesel, which is a similar but yet different product, more like diesel fuel that's made, and then sustainable aviation fuel made from biofuels. Those are the markets that we're talking about, and that's what's driving the soy crush expansion that we just talked about.
The sustainable aviation fuel market could be the next big growth boom for the biofuels industry, and Kimberly says that soybeans could play a big part in kickstarting the SAF production push.
Our pathway is more what we call the fats and oils pathway. So it's a technology where you can take fats and oils and turn it into jet fuel. And actually, that's probably the one that we're going to see take advantage of it first, because it's the one that already meets all the low carbon emission requirements. And it's probably the easier technology to convert to sustainable aviation fuel initially.
You've been listening to Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.